Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious brethren that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening over other devices and later are recorded, Sabbath blessing on this high blessed Sabbath, June 26, 2021. This is our new chapter, chapter 71, entitled A Servant of Servants, of our lesson 333. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. Our tiny talk song is entitled Praising, Praising, and if anyone would like to see if they have it in the hymn book, is number 12. And our dear brother Graham will be the one to share it with us.
Praise Him, praise Him, all ye little children. God is love, God is love. Praise Him, praise Him, all ye little children. God is love, God is love. Love Him, all ye little children. God is love, God is love. Love Him, all ye little children. God is love, God is love. Serve Him, all ye little children. God is love, God is love. Serve Him, all ye little children. God is love, God is love. Crown Him, all ye little children. God is love, God is love. Crown Him, all ye little children. God is love, God is love.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. If any one of the little ones, by the help of their parents or older siblings, would like to have open in prayer, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Sure. Everyone. Thank you, God, for this morning. To my daddy, for my uncle. Please be my auntie. Please be my auntie Maxwell. Please be with Auntie Chantel, and please be with BJ, and please be with Madison, please be with Emma, please be with Emma and Haley, and please be with me, please be with my whole family. This is my prayer. Thank you, God. Amen.
Amen.
Go
ahead,
bless everyone.
Go ahead.
Bless. Thank you, God. Can we give me a banana, some bread, some mint yesterday, and then for food with the egg, and for food to my family, all my families, except my daddy, and my uncle, dad and uncle, and my cousin, who are here already. Amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much, dear Sister Haley and Emma. Welcome to all our guests as well. We have a beautiful poem for our Tiny Talk section. It's entitled Voice of Nature. So let's have our listening ears, little one, as your mommy or any one of your siblings would like to take part of taking one of the verses of the poem.
Voice of Nature. Sweet child, look upward to the sky. Yon twinkling stars behold that gild the night with beaming eye, like lamps of burnished gold. And look upon
the hour.
The Streams.
This is a water park.
Streams.
Streams.
Bat.
Bat.
Flow.
Flow.
To.
To.
Cheer.
Cheer.
The.
The. Making guy.
Fruitful.
Fruitful.
Plain.
Plain.
Maya. The.
The.
Mightier.
Mightier.
Rivers.
Rivers.
Deep.
Deep.
And.
And.
Flow.
Flow.
That.
That.
Swell.
Swell.
The.
The.
Unfashioned.
Unfashioned.
Train.
Train.
Unfathomed train. Continuing the reading. Then.
Then.
Shouldest.
Shouldest.
Thou.
Thou.
Little one.
Little one.
Inquire.
Inquire.
How come.
How come.
How came.
How came.
These things.
These things.
To be.
To be.
Who woke.
Who woke.
The stars.
The stars.
Unfading fire.
Unfading fire.
Who poured.
Who poured.
The surgeon.
The surgeon.
See.
See.
The youngest,
youngest
star,
star
amid,
amid
the throng,
the throne,
the throng,
the throng
would,
would
with
yep.
Its pencil,
its pencil
right,
right.
God made me,
God made me,
and as it rolled along,
and it rolled along.
Through,
through
fields,
fields
of
boundless,
boundless light. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Little ones, is it possible that you can be able to draw a star or the night sky and we can be able to share your drawing with everyone? I'm leaving homework for next week. Praise God. Good job, everyone. So remember, a little walk with Jesus make it right, alright. A little walk with Jesus make it right, alright. If you're naughty or unkind, praise Lord, you always find. A little walk with Jesus makes it right, alright. And our opening song is a hymn entitled for our family study, entitled Sitting at the Feet of Jesus. That could be found on number 413 in the hymn if you have one. If anyone of the dear family would like to take one of the verses, you may be able to unmute your mic. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, oh, what words I hear him say. Happy place so near, so precious, may it find me there each day. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, I will look upon the past. For his love has been so gracious, it has won my heart at last. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, where can mortal be more blessed? There I lay my sin and sorrow, and when weary find sweet rest. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, there I love to weep and praise. While I from the fullness gather grace and comfort every day.
Bless me, O my Savior, Bless me as I sit low at thy feet. Oh, look down in love upon me. Let me see thy face so sweet. Give me, Lord, the mind of Jesus. Make me holy as he is. May I prove I've been with Jesus, who is all my righteousness.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If any one of the elder siblings, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open our family studies with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
God, what is this? Thank you for God, my auntie, my mama. Please be my Tashawn. Please be with Talia. Please be with Emma. And please be my dada. Please be my brother. And please be my pray. Amen.
God blessings everyone.
God blessings everyone. Thank you. Thank you, God, for the clothes and all these shirts of this whole world and trees and flowers. And please protect my auntie Emma, Haley, and
Christopher,
and Keon and Dane and me.
And Christopher.
And Vija, and Vija that's downstairs, and June. Thank you, God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
In Jesus' precious and holy name, amen. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 20, verse 28. From the King James Version, and it reads, "Even if the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddy, even our guests, we will begin a new chapter of our lesson entitled, A Servant of Servants, in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear remnant family would like to take the following verses, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Luke.
Chapter
22.
Verse 7.
Nice enough. Look at it. Then.
Came.
The day.
Of.
Unleavened. Bread.
When.
The Passover.
Passover.
Must.
Be.
Killed. Amen. Thank you, Emma. Come to Leah.
Luke.
Chapter 22.
Verse 9.
Nice and loud, please. And.
And.
They. Said.
Said.
Unto him.
Unto him.
Where.
Will.
Will.
Thou.
Thou.
That.
That
we
prepare.
Prepare.
Thank you, Talia. Haley, come nice and loud, please. Luke. Chapter 22.
Verse 10.
And.
He said.
Unto them.
Behold.
When ye. Are entered into
the city,
there shall
a man
meet you
bearing
a pitcher
of water
follow him
into the house
where he enters in. Thank you, Haley.
Luke
22. Verse 11.
Nice and
loud.
And
ye.
And ye shall say unto the good man of the house, the master saith unto three
the
house
where
is the guest chamber?
Mm-hmm.
Where is the guest chamber?
Mm-hmm.
Where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Taisha. And I'll bubble down for someone else to share.
Luke. Chapter 22.
Verse
12. King James Version.
And
he shall
show you
a large upper room
furnished.
There.
Make ready.
Christian.
Luke.
Chapter 22. Verse
13.
King James. Version.
And
they
went
and
found
as
made.
Mm-hmm.
Ready.
The
Passover.
Passover. Thank you.
Buddy.
I know. Luke chapter 22, verse 14. And when the hour was come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Luke chapter 22, verse 15. And he said unto them, with desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Today we will cover pages 642 through 643. Welcome to all the precious brethren that are just joining us. We are in the Desired Ages, page 642. If any one of the dear ones would like to take the first paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Desired Ages, page 642. In the upper chamber of the dwelling at Jerusalem, Christ was sitting at the table with his disciples. They had gathered to celebrate the Passover. The Savior desired to keep this feast alone with the 12. He knew that his hour was come. He himself was the true Paschal Lamb, and on the day the Passover was eaten, he was to be sacrificed. He was about to drink the cup of wrath. He must soon receive the final baptism of suffering. But a few quiet hours yet remained to him, and these were to be spent for the benefit of his beloved disciples. Desire of Ages, page 642, paragraph 1.
Continuing the reading. The whole life of Christ had been a life of unselfish service, not to be ministered unto, but to minister. Matthew chapter 20, verse 28, had been the lesson of his every act. But not yet had the disciples learned the lesson. At this last Passover supper, Jesus repeated his teachings by an illustration that impressed it forever on their minds. Desire of Ages, page 642, paragraph 2. Amen.
Amen. So let us learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. This one is taken from the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 5 through 11, King James Margin, taken from the Scripture Song Singer in the section Pillar of Our Faith from the Memory CD.
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things on the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2:5-11.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We are still in page 642. If any one of the dear brethren would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Have a blessing, everyone. The interview between Jesus and his disciples were usually seasons of calm, joy, highly prized by them all. The Passover supper had been scenes of special interest, but upon this occasion, Jesus was troubled. His heart was burdened, and a shadow rested upon his countenance. As he met the disciples in the upper chamber, they perceived that something weighed heavily upon his mind, and although they knew not its cause, they sympathized with his grief. Desire of Ages, page 642, paragraph 3. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 643. As they were gathered about the table, he said in tones of touching sadness, "With desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God." And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, "Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come." Desire of Ages, page 643, paragraph 1.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 52, verses 13 through 14 from the King James. This beautiful scripture song was taken from the Desire of All Nations, volume 3, memory verse CD. Thank you. Amen. Let us continue in our study. We are in page 643. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or guests would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Continuing the reading. Christ knew that the time had come for him to depart out of the world and go to his Father. And having loved his own that were in the world, he loved them unto the end. He was now in the shadow of the cross, and the pain was torturing his heart. He knew that he would be deserted in the hour of his betrayal. He knew that by the most humiliating process to which criminals were subjected, he would be put to death. And continue on the next slide, please. He knew the ingratitude and the cruelty of those he had come to save. He knew how great the sacrifice that he must make, for how many it would be in vain. Knowing all that was before him, he might naturally have been overwhelmed with the thought of his own humiliation and suffering. And continuing on the next slide. Now go ahead and bubble down so someone else could partake.
The Desire of Ages, page 643, continuing, he looked upon the 12 who had been with him as his own, and who after his shame and sorrow and painful usage were over, or would be left to struggle in the world. His thoughts of what he himself must suffer were ever connected with his disciples. He did not think of himself. His care for them was uppermost in his mind. Desire of Ages, page 643, paragraph 2.
Continuing, on this last evening with his disciples, Jesus had much to tell them. If they had been prepared to receive what he longed to impart, they would have been saved from heartbreaking anguish, from disappointment and unbelief. But Jesus saw that they could not bear what he had to say. As he looked into their faces, the words of warning and comfort were stayed upon. Can't see any further now. Stayed.
His lips.
I can't see any further down.
Yes, it's the ending is his lips. And continuing on the next slide. If anyone would like to take the following paragraph, may you bubble up.
Continuing. Oh, go ahead, Dashi.
Oh, okay. Desire pages, page 643. Continuing. Moments passed in silence. Jesus appeared to be waiting. The disciples were ill at ease. The sympathy and tenderness awakened by Christ's grief seemed to have passed away. His sorrowful words pointing to his own suffering had made little impression. The glances they cast upon each other told of jealousy and contention. Desire Ages, page 643, paragraph 3.
Amen. So let us learn our last scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3, from the King James Version margin. This also has been taken from the Desire of All Nations, but this is volume 2 of the Memory Verse CD.
The Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Behold what manner of love
Praise the Lord. And with that beautiful promise, dear ones, we have reserved the 6th question that we have for our review section. So I pray that you will have time with the little ones and to be able to discuss a beautiful topic. So next week, by God's grace, we will be reviewing our part 1 of our chapter. I made a little mistake there once. I didn't update it. The title is Servants of Servants. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests, would love to close our study with prayer, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
May we all bow our knees and our head as far as we can. Heavenly Father, who art thou in heaven, we thank you, Father Jesus, for this opportunity to come together and study and read your word. We thank you for the participation of the parents and all the lovely children, Father. Continue to bless us in this day as we go on to the next service. Bless the the people that will be delivering the sermon, Father. May you come and dwell with us at this time. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' precious and holy name, amen. Thank you, dear sister. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, we will continue in our new chapter entitled A Servant of Servants, Chapter 71. We will be reviewing our part 2, and that will be held July 3rd, 2021. I hope and pray, dear ones, that you all were blessed. Always leaving a scripture, 1 Thessalonians 5:23, King James Version. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless each and everyone. May you have a blessed rest of this high Sabbath. God bless everyone.